Washington. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. There's the BBC Concert Orchestra, led by conductor Barry Wordsworth, and a fun tune from composer Sidney Torch, a light music specialist, and his tune On a Spring Note, here on Kansas Public Radio. Even though we're getting some fall temperatures on this Tuesday, it's still a fun tune, and there's more on the way. We've got Mozart in the noon hour. A bit later, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields brings us the 20th Symphony. Huntington Trio as well, and a charming creation for flute, cello, and piano, Five Impressions of a Holiday by Eugene Goossens. Thanks for joining us for our more classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Senior archivist Sarah Gard moderates Why the Armenian Genocide Still Matters with Alice Kelikian and Michael Bobilian on October 21st, 7 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. We bring you now the London Symphony and conductor Claudio Abbado to hear a concert overture that was written in 1834 by Felix Mendelssohn and based on an old German fairy tale of a water nymph who falls in love with a human count, essentially the tale of the Little Mermaid, as explored in the Fair Melusina Overture on Kansas Public Radio. Concert Overture, one composed in 1834, by Felix Mendelssohn, called the Fair Melusina Overture, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Claudio Abbado, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:22 now. Music of Mozart still to come. The 20th Symphony with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. That's coming up in about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons on Thursday, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And the Dole Institute, visiting fellow Jerry Seib, moderates the midterm election 1 year out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report, on October 30th at 7 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. Next on KPR is music by an English composer, born in 1893, music by Eugene Goossens. The son of a Belgian violinist and an opera singer, he was studying music from pretty much the first and attended the Royal College of Music, studying under the great Charles Villiers Stanford. The recording we have is of the Huntington Trio with Goossens chamber music for flute, cello, and piano. They call this Five Impressions of a Holiday, next on KPR. The Huntington Trio, and music from English composer Eugene Goossens, Five Impressions of a Holiday for flute, cello, and piano on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:38 now, a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update, with classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're very glad you could be with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Because you care, donate to KPR today for unbiased, in-depth news, for inspiration and laughs, for thoughtful conversations, and for a more informed life. You're an essential part of the equation. Your contribution equals unparalleled local coverage, captivating storytelling, and a window to the world. Donate at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Raise your hand, stand up, count yourself in, and make a difference today. Thank you to all of you for your support of KPR. Mozart next. Here's the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and Sir Neville Mariner with a symphony that Mozart wrote in 1772, about 16 years of age at the time. Mozart's 20th Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Mozart's 20th Symphony, as played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner. More on the way after the news from NPR. Thanks for joining us on Kansas Public Radio.
Our news.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place. For NPR News, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Online at Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From composer Zoltan Kodály. They call that one the Viennese Musical Clock from the suite Hari Janos, performed by the Budapest Festival Orchestra. Conductor Ivan Fischer here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome back. Classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon. And I think you'll enjoy what we've got lined up, a gorgeous piano trio by composer Arnold Bax, along with the Czech Philharmonic a bit later, and a marvelous concert overture called In Nature's Realm from Antonín Dvořák. And classical music continues until 3 p.m., of course. Thanks for being a part of things today on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. The Royal Philharmonic has our next performance. Conductor Ulf Björlin leads In Music by the Swedish composer Franz Berwald, in a lovely tone poem about the cavorting of mythical creatures. We'll listen to Elvenspiel, or Play of the Elves, on KPR. They call that one Elvenspiel, or Play of the Elves. Was written by Swedish composer Franz Berwald and played today by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Ulf Björlin. And the time is 1:16. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra is set to join us in the second half of the hour. From Antonín Dvořák, the concert overture they call In Nature's Realm, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates the midterm election 1 year out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report, on October 30th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, 64 degrees. Temperatures around 66, with winds gusting from the northwest up to 35 miles an hour. Tonight should be clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. We're joined now by the Borodín Trio, but the music will be by English composer Arnold Bax. Chamber music that he created in 1946 for the Harry Isaacs Trio. The piano trio in B-flat major. Next, on Kansas Public Radio. composed in 1946 by Sir Arnold Bax, the piano trio in B-flat major, performed today by the Borodine Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 1:44 now, and at the top of the hour, NPR News. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. today and picks back up again this evening from 7 to 9 when Destiny is your host. And if you feel tonight like you could do with a little comedy, then Destiny has just the thing for you. And we're not talking about her bad jokes. We're talking about Haydn's string quartet, The Joke Quartet, a comedy overture from Ernest Tomlinson, and funny music about tall ships. Destiny has all that and more during this evening's classical music from 7 to 9 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. And now we're ready to bring you a concert overture by Antonín Dvořák, one written in 1891 and one of three concert overtures that Dvořák wrote that sort of unofficially represent nature, life, and love. Those consisted of his Carnival Overture, his Othello Overture, and in the case of the nature part of that triptych, the following concert overture called In Nature's Realm, played today by the Czech Philharmonic on KPR. In Nature's Realm, a concert overture written in 1891 by Antonín Dvořák, performed by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now. Stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us Chopin, one of the keyboard scherzos, and a suite from Alexander Glazunov called From the Middle Ages. We've got that and more still to come on Kansas Public Radio.
And I really hope to see you there. Go to kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and conductor Leonard Slatkin kicking things off with music from their album of famous marches, and they certainly brought us one, March of the Tsardar, from the Caucasian Sketches of Mikhail Ipolitov Ivanov on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Good to be with you once more. Classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon with a little bit more to share with you. Chopin, for example, pianist Mikhail Pletnev plays Scherzo No. 1 in a few minutes, and then a suite by Alexander Glazunov, one in which conjures images of knights and chivalry. The suite From the Middle Ages. The Scottish National Orchestra has that for us. Thanks for being a part of things today on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We continue on with the BBC Concert Orchestra, and they've got something that conjures the image of a different exotic location. It's by English composer Haydenwood, and something he wrote in 1929. Early on in Haydenwood's career, he was a traveling violinist with the soprano Madame Albini, and they traveled all over the world, giving concerts and performances throughout Australia, India, and quite often through Egypt. sight, and an experience that was a great source of inspiration for Haydn Wood, and composed the following suite in 1929, Aegypta, the Egyptian Suite. Here's conductor Gavin Sutherland and the BBC Concert Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The Egyptian Suite, Aegypta, by English composer Haydn Wood, written in 1929. We heard the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Sutherland, on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2:23 now, and we're just about 10 minutes away from the Scottish National Orchestra, with an orchestral suite that conjures the era of chivalry, called From the Middle Ages. That's by Alexander Glazunov, and we'll hear it in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the Greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Just a quick note that if you'd like to see some marvelous live music, the KC Ballet is having productions of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. They started those last Friday, and they've got some performances coming up this Thursday, the 23rd and 24th, at 7:30 p.m. at Muriel Kaufman Theater for the Performing Arts. Catch Swan Lake live at the Muriel Kaufman Theater with performances this weekend. Find out all the details over at kcballet.org. A little piano music Mikhail Pletnev is at the keyboard for Scherzo No. 1 in B minor by Chopin, next on KPR. Applause for the pianist Mikhail Pletnev, bringing us one of the many great piano creations by Friedrich Chopin's Scherzo No. 1 in B minor on Kansas Public Radio. 2:34 is the time, and at 3 p.m. we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, of course, there's more classical music for you with Destiny, your host tonight from 7 to 9. And if you're in the mood for a little comedy tonight, then Destiny can oblige. And no, we're not talking about her bad jokes. We're talking about Haydn's string quartet, The Joke Quartet, a comedy overture from Ernest Tomlinson, and some funny music about tall ships. You'll hear that and more with Destiny. Tonight from 7 to 9, more classical music awaits you here on Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish National Orchestra is with us, and we've got one more performance for you, and it's music by Alexander Glazunov, who had reached a high point in his creative career around 1899. That was around the time that he was appointed to the faculty of the St. Petersburg Conservatory, and some of his greatest works date from these periods. This period is Violin Concerto, his Eighth Symphony, as well as the following orchestral suite, which evokes enduring images of medieval Europe. They call this From the Middle Ages. Name ARV and the Scottish National Orchestra next on KPR. An orchestral suite called From the Middle Ages by Alexander Glazunov, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Name ARV on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. Join us tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. for more classical music. Destiny is your host. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. We'll visit again noon tomorrow. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Folly Theater, presenting saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, known for her high-energy fusion of jazz, funk, and soul. Live in concert Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at follytheater.org and the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at WatkinsMuseum.org. It's 3 o'clock.